Bezdashim is welcome to begin Perek Tesh Asa, the 19th and final chapter in the Amas Hilchas HaKadosh HaKadosh in the laws of sanctification of the new month in the Sefer Zman book of the designated times, which in this Perek we finish up the conversation which discussed regarding the incline of the moon and its height. The Rambam gives a lochah regarding an introduction. Since the sages said, that included the things that they used to investigate and inspect the witnesses, they would tell them, in which direction was the moon inclined? Was it to the north or to the south? So it's appropriate in my eyes to let it be known, the way they would calculate this thing. But I'm not going to be so precise, because it's not effective, it's not relevant for the visibility at all. Now, at the beginning of this calculation, first to understand the incline of the constellations. As Ramakins Halacha Beis regarding the incline, the angle of the orbit as it relates to the equator. Ha'igula, the orbit, she'everes b'machtes ha'mazalos, which passes through the center of the constellation, Shabam Halacha Shemesh, which is where the sun goes around, does not pass through the middle of the world, from the middle of east to the middle of west. Rather, it tilted from above the equator. Hamasav Bem Tzolim goes around the middle of the world. Kenegatzav Vidarm, opposite north and south. Chetzi Neit Letzafen, Chetzi Neit Ladarm, half is directed towards north and half is directed towards south. Now, there's 2 points, however, that it's going to encounter, because it crosses over, that it's going to touch the equator. Hakavasha means a straight line that passes, cuts through the planet Earth. Hamasav b'amzayim, that goes around the middle of the world. Hanakuda achas, 1 point is by Rosh Mazal Tela, by the beginning of Mazal Tela. Hanakuda shnei shekonegda, and the second point opposite it is Rosh Mazal Maznayim, is the beginning of going all the way around, 180 degrees, by the beginning of the Mazal Maznayim. The Nimso comes out. Shisha Mazel Snitzel, so you have 6 of the constellation that are tilted towards north. Metchila Tola Tzai Basula, from the beginning of Mazel Tzla until the end of Mazel Basula. Vishisha Nitzel Ladarm, and 6 are going to be inclined towards the south. Metchila Mazel Masnaim, Tzai Mazel Dogam, the beginning of Mazel Masnaim until the end of Mazel Dogam. Halacha Dal. Umereish Mazel Tzla, now from the beginning of the Mazel Tzla. Yeschilo Hamazolis, Lintos Ma'at Ma'at. The Mazolis, the constellation, start to tilt a little bit, Usrachik, and to distance me ala Kava Shava from the equator, Kenegar Tzafen, towards the north. Because that's where it touched by Mazel Tov, and then that's where it starts going for the north. Ad Reish Sharten to the beginning of Sartan. Now the Yid Reish Sharten Rochig Ma'ala Kama Shavu L'Reich Tzafen. Now this is the furthermost point of the orbit that the Mazel is of Sartan, distant from the equator L'Reich Tzafen to the north. Sholish V'Esther Milus 23 degrees V'Chatzim Mile and a half a degree 23.5 degrees B'Kev approximately. The Yachzru Mazol is Liskarv, and then the Mazol start coming back closer again, Likava Shaba, to the equator Ma'at Ma'at, a little bit. Adresh Meznaim to the beginning of Meznaim. So Al-Kava Shaba, which that's by the equator. Umeresh Meznaim, then the beginning of Meznaim, Yeskil Limtois Lusrachik again. Now they start tilting and distancing Keneged Ruch Dam towards the southern side. Adresh Gedi to the top of Mazal Gedli. And the Yerish Gedi, Rochim Al-Kava Shaba, the Ruch Dam, and the distance of the ratio of Gedi of that Mazel, that how far it is from the equator to the southern side, is Shalash of Esther Miles of Chatzim Mala, is again this 23.5 degrees. The Yachzu Mazol is Laskarv Ma'at Ma'at, Kenegat HaKavashav, and then the Mazol start coming back around again, around its orbit, closer to the equator, at Rosh Tola, until it comes back again to the beginning of Mazel Tla. Halochei, Nimsa comes out. Rosh Tola, Rosh Meznaim, the beginning of Tola and the beginning of Meznaim, Misaviv, that they go around together with the sun in its daily orbit, ala kavashava, on the equator. When the sun is by these two beginnings, it's not going to be tilted not to the north, not to the south. So it's going to rise in the middle of the east, and it's going to set in the middle of the west. So therefore, in the entire Seil area, it's going to be a perfect day of 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., the day and the night, it's going to have the same amount of hours. This was called in the beginning of the spring and in the beginning of the fall. You have the spring and the fall equinox, which the sun is exactly that the night and the day are equal amount of time. So it's explained to you that every one of the degrees of the constellations, Neitel Tzav and Ladam, is inclined either to the north or the south, the Yeshul and the Tiyas Hashir, and its tilt has measurements. Now, the Reivan Atiyah, meaning the largest of the angle, Like we said, it's approximately 23.5 degrees, like we spoke about when it's in the north. And these are the measurements of its tilt. According to the number of degrees of the mazals, and it starts from the beginning of mazal tla. Yud milus, 10 degrees. Netiyas and dal milus, what is tilted away from the equator is 4 degrees. Chav milus, 20 degrees. Netiyas and ches milus, its tilt is 8 degrees. Laman milus, 30 degrees. Netiyas and yud alf milus and mechza, its tilt is 11.5 degrees. Umem milus, 40 degrees. Netiyas and tesvav milus, its tilt is 15 degrees. Nun milus, 50 degrees. Netiyas and yud ches milus, its tilt is 18 degrees. Samach milus, 60 degrees. Netiyas and chav milus, its tilt is 20 degrees. Ayin milus, 70 degrees. Netiyas and chav beis milus, its tilt is 22 degrees. Pei milus, 80 degrees. Netiyas and chav gimel milus, its tilt is 23 degrees. And tzadik milus, which is the 90 degrees, which is the uppermost point, is netiyas and chav gimel milus, v'chatzim milus, its tilt is the most of 23.5 degrees. Halacha ches. Now, the miya chodim aminyon, so we were going in tens. If there's, if you want to figure out a spot when there's single digits, tikach lemanasam, then you take the angle, mivein shtei hanatiyas, that's between the two tilts of the tens column. Commission Ran Bashemesh Bayrech, like we explained regarding the sun in Perikid Gimel, Halachazayin, Bayrech, and regarding the moon, as we described in Perikid Zvav, Halachazayin. So, Kitzahaso. So, Chamash Melis, 5 degrees comes out, and it's Yasna Shtemaz, because if you saw it, it was 4 from the 10. So, every 5 is an incline of 2 degrees. Now, Vimha, so therefore, Vimha, you mean Hamelis Chav Gimel, if the number of its degrees in the orbit was 23 degrees of the mazalas, so Netiyas and Tes Malas, it still is going to be 9 degrees. And that's how you figure out every time there's in the ones column when you're going with comparing to the tens columns. Halacha Tes. Me'acha Shateda Netiyas and Malas. Now, once you know the incline of the degrees, Me'acha Ratzadi from 1 till 90 degrees, Shateda Netiyas and Kul, you're going to know all of the inclines. Kedech Shadan Berech Me'erech, the way we let you know by the latitude of the moon, as we spoke about in Perek Tazayin, Halacha Yud Gimel. Because Shemoya Minin Yosal Tzadi, because if its number was more than 90, Ad Kof Pei until 180, so Tigra Isim Kof Pei, so you subtract it from 180. Vimho Yosal Kof Pei Ad Reish Alev, Reish Ayin, and it was more than 180 up until 270, so Tigra Minin Kof Pei, you subtract from it 180, and the reason why you do that is because in 180 degrees, by Mazal Maznayim, so there's no tilt at all from the equator, so that 180 would be subtracted, wouldn't be relevant. Now, v'mho yoysal reish aleph, reish ayin at shin samach, it was more than 270 until 360. Tigroyse, mishas, you subtract it from 360. The initial word remains, teidin ziyasi, you'll know its incline, v'hi, and that is netiyas isa min shabiyotcha, that's the incline of that number that you have in your hand, b'le gudon, b'le tesebis, without subtracting, without adding, that's the number of its angle. Halacha yod, now, regarding the tilting of the moon, and titulated, if you want to know kama milesu, how many degrees is hayerech noita, is the moon inclined mi'ala kava shava, from above the equator, keneged tzafen oilam, towards the north of the world, the keneged derem oilam, or towards the south of the world, teta tchila kama netiyas ha'malas. So first you have to figure out how much is the tilt of the degrees shimekoyim yerech ha'mit, which is the true place of the moon. Ula ezer ruach noita, in which degree and which direction is the tilt of the tzafen l'derem, to the north or to the south. And then you go and you calculate and you come out with the first latitude of the moon. And you see if it's northern or southern. If it comes out that the latitude of the moon and the incline of its maila, meaning of the true place of the moon, is beruach achas, is in the same direction. Let's say both were northern or southern. Then you'll gather them together, you'll add them together, because the netiyah of the maila from the maila's mazalis appears on the visual of the incline of the sun from the equator, and the latitude of the moon shows on the incline of the moon from the sun. So you'll add those together, and that will give you that number. But if you actually on two different directions, one was in the north, one in the south, then you're actually going to subtract the lesser of the two of them in the rough from the bigger one. But initially, what remains, that's the distance of the moon from the equator in that direction, that the larger the two of them was in. Let's say we want to figure out how much is the moon inclined from the equator on the night of it, seeing it, which is the second of the month of the year from this year. Now, Kfar Yedata, you already know, we spoke about in Perek Yedzayin, Lecha Yud Gimel, Shemal Sayedeach, that the degree of the moon, Haysa Yud Tes Mi Mazel Shar, was in the 19th degree of Mazel Shar. Netiyasa Bit Safain, its incline was in the north, Kamayud Ches Maz, around 18 degrees, which is not relevant exact precision. V'Roichav Hayedeach, now, in the latitude of the moon, Haybedarim was in the south, Kamaydal Milas, like around 4 degrees. So when they're in opposite directions, we said Tigrim Atman Ab, you're going to subtract what's lesser from the larger. Yeshar, you remain with Yudal Milas with, because 18 minus 4 is 14 degrees. Nimtza Hayireh Chedochik Ma'alakaba Shava, comes out that the moon, its distance from the equator is Yudal Milas L'ruach Tzafen, 14 degrees in the northern direction. Sharei Min Yara, because a larger number, Shemayna Esther Milas, which was 18 degrees, Hayitzvani was the northern one, that's the one that you take on. Now, B'chol Cheshbin Zebekeitable, we said all this calculation is approximately not precise, because again, it's not going to help us with regarding its visual. It's only what's important is, like the original question we started off with, was exactly, Lehechen Hoya Reich Noita, like to ask the Edom, which direction was the moon facing? Halachid Beis. Now, Tirtza Leida, if you want to know, Le'izer Ruach Meruches Ha'olam, for which one of the directions of the world, Yirah Yereich Noita, that you'll see that the moon is facing, Tachshev, you calculate Vatadin, you know Merchokai, its angular distance Me'alakaba Shava from the equator. Im Yalakaba Shava, if it's going to be by the equator, Karbman, Bishtaima Shalish Miles Batsaman Badarm, or very close by with 2 or 3 degrees northern or southern, Yidah Mukhubin Kenegar Ensamab, then you'll see it towards the due west. Vatadah Pigimasai, and then you'll see its crescent, which is the empty part, the whole part, Mukhuban is Kenegar Mizachal Mashava, due eastwards. Now, if it's going to be distant from the equator towards the north of the world, you're going to see between the west and the north, meaning the northwestern, and you're going to see its crescent towards the due southeast. Now, if it's far from the equator to the south of the world, you're going to see it in the southwest, and b'teira pigimasi, you're going to see its crescent noita is going to be tilted towards mekeneged mizrach ha'olam, mekeneged tzvayin ha'olam, towards northeast. L'fi rov ha'merchuk, and according to the great distance that it has, l'fi rov ha'netiyah, and in other words, in the measurement that you're going to have the distance from the equator, the larger it is to the north or to the south, that's the measurement that you're going to have towards its tilt of the crescent from the east to the south or towards the north. Regarding the height of the moon. Now, from the questions that they analyzed, the witnesses, that they told them, how high was it? Now, that you could know from the arc of its visual, which we spoke about in Perek Yedzayin, Halacha Yedaled. When it's a very small amount of the arc of the visual, the moon is going to appear like as if it's very close from the ground. But as much when it's very long, you can see it high from the ground. Therefore, according to the length of the Kesher Iyah, that's how it's going to be how high you could see from the ground when you're looking with your eyes. Halacha design, concluding these halachas. We explained the calculation of all the paths that you need, which is really the primary thing. That's why it's in all Hilchas Kedush HaChodesh, was to know regarding its visual and inspecting, investigating the witnesses. So that should all be known for those who understand. Shouldn't be lacking any of the paths of Torah. That people shouldn't have to stray to look after it in other books. As the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Dirshu me'al sefer Hashem, seek from the book of God, ukro, and read it, achas mehenu le'nedara, no one of them is going to be lacking. You're going to find all the wisdom in the Torah, including this great celestial and astronomical and geometrical and trigonometry type of wisdom. Slik, hachas ketzer chavir, have concluded the halachas of sanctifying of the new moon.